You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
We got baseball coming back. Cubs Red Sox this weekend at Wrigley. It's pretty cool on the micro because the Cubs are 18 games over 500 at the break for the first time since 2016. And the Red Sox have won 10 games in a row and are seemingly poised to be buyers instead of sellers and chase down both the Yankees and the Blue Jays in the American League East. Like, just right now in this season, it's a good moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's funny how like quickly things can flip. If you just have two good weeks, like baseball is weird that way, because the things that you were hearing out of Boston was Alex Bregman not happy. Maybe he's someone that they trade. Maybe they made a mistake in making the trade earlier.
Yeah, and they was Rafael Devers just a salary dump disguised as trying to clean up a disgruntled mess? You know, so now are they just going to dump more salary? Are they going to replace it or not?
And the other thing was, is that because Aaron Judge is having a Bonzian type season, it felt like the Yankees were better than they actually are. So the American League East now is like, oh, well, there's the Blue Jays.
Yeah, but Toronto's doing it kind of with smoke and mirrors a little bit. They were team of the moment a couple weeks ago.
And there's Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's coming. You're right. And Baltimore will be a seller at the deadlines. But in this micro moment here in the season, it's a pretty cool convergence. I'm sure tons of people are going to be there at a packed crazy Wrigley this weekend.
Well, you've got crew.
I am one who has crew coming in. Some of my college friends who went to Emerson between 88 and 92.
Bill Burr?
Bill Burr not coming in. Sorry about that.
Tanny, we were told that Bill Burr was going to be on the show. And
that's all we kept saying all week long.
Yeah, David Cross also not coming in. Let's see, other Emerson grads who aren't coming in. Norman Lear, believe he's dead. Carol Burnett not coming in. Jay Leno, Dennis Leary also not coming in.
Bill Burr did the Bruins schedule release.
Did he really?
He did. And it was funny because he was clearly like in a hotel room. And they were like, Bill, just record yourself talking about these games. And he's talking about Montreal fans. It's very funny.
Like, that's great. That's like what we were just talking about the other day, Speaks. We were saying how NHL, like, yes, they do a schedule reveal, but usually it's like a email, you know. But why don't they do something bigger? Like, that would qualify, in my opinion.
There they are. They could be doing it tonight. He could be doing it all right there
tonight. They could do all of their national games. Like, you could do a whole thing, and you could do the thing of, we're going to find famous people from different cities and have them talk about the matchups while you reveal it.
Can some nerd here with the laptop can give us an answer?
Exactly, Bill.
It's Alex. Alex, you're who was talking about. Yeah, no problem. Thank you, buddy.
Anyway, you were making a grander point about baseball and these two franchises who are connected.
It's the two oldest ballparks in baseball. It's two organizations that were big winners early on. Cubs won in 1907 and 1908. The Red Sox won four World Series between 1912 and 1918. And then they both had incredibly long, ridiculous droughts, which were defined by curses. It was the GOAT for the Cubs. It's the curse of the Bambino for the Red Sox. and their owner who needed money and sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees so he could finance a production of No No Nanette. And anyway, then the
That's still hilarious.
Oh, it's outrageous. It's the curse of the Bambino, man. Books were written. Songs were written sung.
Baseball has so many amazing dumb stories. Like Busch Stadium, like the naming of Busch Stadium, and baseball didn't want there to be the team name to be after a beer. So Busch created the beer after he named the stadium.
Oh, wow.
So that he could get around that rule.
Oh, hilarious.
Just all that stuff, man.
Weird stuff.
Sorry.
You're good.
I like fun little crazy stuff like that.
So the Red Sox go 86 years without winning, and they have heartbreaking, memorable seasons for their fans multiple times. 1946, 1975, 1986. The Cubs go 108 years without winning, thanks to their curse of the GOAT and, you know, not letting the guy in, not letting the restaurant owner in. And Sam Giannis, right?
Yes.
Yes. And they go 108 years with legendary heartbreaking years in 69 and 84 and 2003. Fun fact, both the organizations shared the heartbreak in 2003. That's when Grady Little went out, talked to Pedro Martinez, and let him out there. Let him stay out there. And he had nothing left. And they fell apart. And then Aaron freaking Boone hits the home run off Tim Wakefield in extra innings. That's the same year as the Steve Bartman thing and Moises Alou. So it's craziness. So the symmetry and the kismet between the two organizations is there that entire time.
And then
Theo Epstein took over, and a rookie GM in Boston who was under 30 years old at the time took a team that had already been built, but he put some fine touches on it, and they won. They vanquished the rival Yankees and win it in 2004. And things change. I remember being at Wrigley in 2005, the first time the Cubs and the Red Sox played an interleague play. I was at a game out there, and I was with guys who were in their Boston hats, and a Cub fan came up to all of us, and the Cub fan looked at my buddies and said, you know, I want to hate you, but it's kind of like we're cousins. And they had a little moment. But you know what my buddies said at the time?
They're like, bleep you.
Bleep you. We just won. We don't need you anymore. We don't need to feel like we're losers together anymore. Because we figured it out, and we effing won.
So, I can vouch for that, Speaks, because I was at Fenway multiple times post their World Series win.
Yeah.
And it's like that identity was no longer there. You
yes.
know? Like, but, and they, like, every time like I would go and we'd be in our Sox stuff, at least you know our Cub fans. So like they were trying to distance themselves every time.
All
you know?
Of a sudden, they had one fan base they could feel better than. After years of being like, yeah, you know, we're like cousins. We both suck. But, huh, we love stuff, don't we? Love you. All of a sudden, they want us like, screw you. We don't need you anymore.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
F you. Go away.
I hate when Cardinals fans say that about White Sox fans. It's like we're cousins. No, it's not.
No, it's not, right?
It's not.
No.
But we both... No. No. Those guys are annoying, but they're still from Chicago. You can kick rocks.
Hmm.
Cletus.
So the Red Sox win, and they win three times. They just kept winning. And they won recently. They won in 18. And things changed. Things changed there, where all of a sudden the arrogance of Yankeedom became part of Red Soxdom, and there were two evil empires all of a sudden, you know? And there's an expectation of winning. And eventually, Theo Epstein didn't like it there, and he comes here. And Tom Ricketts steals him away. It's the same guy. And he engineers the most perfect five-year rebuild in baseball history. I mean, it is perfect the way that it worked out. They sucked intentionally for 3 years. In the fourth year, when maybe they might be good, they went to the NL freaking CS with the Rookie of the Year in Bryant. They got the manager from Tampa, and in year five, they win the whole damn thing. Are you kidding me? It's this perfect, beautiful rebuild. And then the fan base shifts a little bit like the Red Sox fan base shifted. Because now, are you lovable losers anymore? No.
And now you're greedy.
Now
and
you're greedy.
That felt good.
Damn right.
I want more.
And you want more. And they tried to give you more. Theo tried to give you more. Spent some free agent money. Didn't work out well in Boston. Didn't work out well here. In Boston, they got one more win, though. We got a second win after the initial one under Theo. They got that second win. It didn't come here. And eventually, it got just as uncomfortable for him here as it got for him there. Without the personal factor of that's where he grew up.
Right.
You know?
Brookline?
Brookline, yeah, right down the street. But it got just as uncomfortable in terms of they really expect me to win now, and it's harder now, and I don't think I can. I think I'm good. I think I'm done. And he left. So now you've got these two orgs with this symmetry where both fan bases are in a spot like, we're supposed to win now. We're supposed to go for it. We're supposed to get it done. But both franchises, by choice or by happenstance or by circumstance, are just below the Yankees, Mets, and Dodgers as true big market financial behemoths. And the fan bases are a little grumpy about that spot where they are. But they're both having good years, and here they are meeting on the field.
When you brought up the concept of this a couple days ago, I was thinking about it. And one of the things that I think is interesting is as far as like the connection between the recent connection between the two franchises is clearly Jed. Okay. So like you have people going back and forth, like Craig Breslow's over there, your Jed's over here, like that sort of thing. But I think it's the idea of Jed now having to navigate all of the changes enacted by Theo as a representative of baseball writ large. And now he's got to try and build. They did their thing, and their thing that won in Boston and in Chicago may have ruined the game. That the game itself became longer and more boring and three true outcome in baseball that people didn't really want to see.
Yeah, they've talked about that their stylistic change in those Red Sox lineups that just churned out at bats and got to the middle relievers and then beat up on the middle relief of other teams has changed the game to the point that now all the middle relievers throw like 98, 99.
Right. And so now Jed has to build a team where it's like, well, okay, stealing bases is back in vogue again, if you can do it at a high enough level.
Hell, Theo went to the commissioner's office and enacted rules to change the game that he himself built.
That's what I'm saying. That now that you have this whole thing of Jed having to be like, I have to try and win, knowing that I've been steeped in what it is that we were trying to do for 15 years. Okay, let's call it 15. 15 years of what we were trying to do in Boston. He leaves, and now Dave Grohl has got to go out there and save rock and roll and build a band and try to make this whole thing work. And there were a lot of questions on whether or not Jed was going to be able to do it inside of this environment. And now I think that this team that he's built in the last year of his contract has been everything that he could have hoped for. And now, how far will you go? How far will each of these two teams go
yep.
to try to get to where they want to be. I think the Cubs are closer to being a legitimate World Series contender than the Red Sox are.
But there are people out there who see the bones of a championship team with the Red Sox. Joe Posnanski literally wrote about it today in his newsletter that, like, if they go out and they fortify, they've got an ace in Crochet. Aroldis Chapman looks as unhittable as ever at the back end of that thing.
He sure does.
There are a couple other starters who are doing well. Some of the kids, Roman Anthony is the real deal. Seidon Rafaela is making Jaron Duran potentially expendable, but they don't have to, so they'll make it work. Bregman is back and healthy and raking. So it's like, it's entirely possible that both of these organizations are going to make big-time go-for-it trades and get to the postseason this year. You're right that that is the subtext for the trade deadline, is how serious are they? How serious are they about really completing what is a possibility?
Well, I would imagine that the Cubs fan who's in the car right now or sitting in their office right now, or maybe on it's a perfect day. Maybe they got the garage door open or they're sitting on the deck. I would imagine that Cubs fan wants the Cubs to do something. Like, this team's really good. And as much as we've talked about PCA, look at what Michael Busch is doing. Look at the season that he's had. Look at what Shota has been since becoming a Cub. Look at all of these pieces that you have. You have a team, when you look in their lineup, bunch of guys with over 800 OPSs in their lineup. This is about the time in the contract horizon of Dansby Swanson that you should be trying to win, because I can't imagine it goes up from here. Well, like his level of production,
it's a pretty good version of him.
But I'm saying that where you're at with him, you're about midway through thing.
This is definitely winning time. It is without a doubt winning time. And they signaled it with the Tucker trade. So here you are. You could argue they're a little late to make a pitching move right now.
Yeah.
But nobody really did it. And Jed did say teams wait for the draft, and now teams have waited for the break. I feel like it could happen any second.
And they've been good. Like, the idea that Matthew Boyd was an all-star is crazy.
But you've got a few more sellers that I've defined, but a few more buyers too. The Red Sox want a pitcher. The Yankees want a pitcher. Yankees want a third baseman, just like you. Are they going to offer more for Eugenio Suarez as a rental than you were going to? Like, it is a complicated trade deadline.
It's complicated because you start looking around and you go, okay, there are four teams in the American League East that are in it right now. You look at the American League Central. There's just the Tigers. Everyone else is bad. But I guess there is an argument to be made for both Kansas City, for all three, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota to be wild card teams. Mm. The American League West, you've got a couple of teams that are out there that are really in this thing with Houston and Seattle. You've got the National League East, and the National League East has got two teams that are competing. You got the National League Central. I don't think the Cardinals are good. You don't think the Cardinals are good.
No, the Brewers are right there.
But guess what? The Cardinals and the Reds are in the wild card chase right now. Mm-hmm. And when you look out west, it's a nightmare because you have three teams that are really good and another team that has some choices to make with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So there are more teams in play for buying than there are enough teams selling to make it worthwhile for everyone. So you better come with your best offer if you're going to try and pick players from the Rockies or pick players from the White Sox or try to make some crazy deal for Paul Skeens.
Well, or go to the Diamondbacks, where there's this really smart GM who might take the opportunity to pivot and sell, but that's not somebody you can take advantage of. You know, there's a lot of smart GMs now out there, and Theo and Jed are part of what built that culture of smart GMs. Every time these two teams come together, it makes me want to zoom out and think about the two orgs in full. A texter asks, you think Jed is asking Theo about some of these moves that he's making? Theo is part of the ownership group of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Theo is helping Craig Breslow make his moves. Theo was part of the Alex Bregman contract situation going up against Jed Hoyer and the Cubs. Theo owns his childhood team now. He's not... He's not a, I mean, I'm sure he'll field a call from Jed and talk to him a little bit.
It might not be in Jed's best interest to go seek that type of advice out right now.
He's best pals with Craig Breslow too. So it's like, it's what an insidious little
incestuous
kind of alliance that is going on between these two teams. And oh, by the way, we didn't even talk about Fenway got rebuilt over the course of 4 or 5 years and renovated. And
it looks
then
so tight in there.
And then Wrigley got renovated over the course of those 4 or 5 years. And they used some of the same architects, some of the same designers, and some of the same conceptual people for those two things. So, like, the kinship is real, man. It is real. And it is deep, and it's subtext for these games that start tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.